Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It's so good to have you with me for another installment in this series, The Plumb Line. It is imperative that we seek the Lord while he may be found, renew our relationship with him, and go deep. In these last days, it is more and more apparent that the generation we live in is that untoward generation that Scripture speaks of. We are watching as evil increases in intensity and deception blinds the eyes of men so that they are held in captivity by its diabolical entrapment. Cry loud to God. Cry loud and seek him to be loosed of the evil of this age. Go back to his holy standard. Go back to his means of measurement, the plumb line. Amen. We are continuing in our series, The Plumb Line. We are in the plumb line 9. How do we measure up? Amen. When the Lord, amen, took the line of measuring and the plumb line, amen, he was speaking in terms of judgment, amen, because he had given his people a set of boundaries, a set of instructions, a set of laws and principles, amen, to keep us safe, amen, and everything that the Lord has done, he has done it to keep us safe from the adversary, from our common enemy, the enemy of Yahweh and the enemy of humanity. The Lord, everything that he has done has been out of total love, amen, and we in this age have gotten that so twisted. We don't understand that God is love, and everything that he does, even in his judgment, is because that he loves us. Everything that he does, even in his judgment, in his anger, in his love, in his peace, in his justice, amen, it is holy. The standards of the Lord have not changed from the very beginning of time, and even outside of time and space, the Lord's character, amen, the attributes of God Almighty, amen, they have not changed. We are the ones who walked away from those standards. We are the ones that got it twisted, and it's because there's been a twisting going on in the hearts of men. There's been a Leviathan spirit and a Python spirit and many other spirits of the enemy that has come fast after the heels of men to entangle us in so much deception so that we cannot see the standards of God. So we no longer know that there is a God. That is his objective. His objective is to cause us not to even recognize that there is a God. And in this day and age, we see that very thing happening. As the letter was written, amen, in Scripture, in the New Testament, it speaks of that untoward generation that has totally turned its back on God, this apostasy, that great apostasy that is happening even within the house of God. People are laying down their mantles and laying down their works and setting aside, amen, the Holy Spirit. How does one set aside the holiness of God to pick up the evil of the devil, knowing that that evil will carry them into such horrific places, knowing that that evil will put them in a place of eternal damnation. And yet it's happening in this day and in this age. We see pastors falling. We see apostles falling. We see evangelists falling by the wayside. We see people that were once, amen, all in, or it seemed that they were all in to our eyes as we looked on. Amen. We see them taking a back step and rethinking what holiness is. And yes, we ought to be taking another look, but we ought to be looking through the eyes of the Lord. We ought to be looking prayerfully, looking to God, looking to him who has our help. My God, we should be looking to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth, who created each and every one of us, who knows us better than we know ourselves, who understands what's happening in every cell in our bodies, who numbers the hairs on our head. That is the one we ought to be seeking in this hour, but instead we've been moving backwards. Time continues forward and it is ending. Time is winding up. We are heading toward the very last day time, and we are doing exactly what Scripture said that we would do. Amen. It is written, the word of the Lord warned us that these days would be just as they are in that plumb line. Glory to God. We see the judgment of the Lord going forth in the earth. We see those that are being prosperous, those that are moving, those that are being strengthened in the Lord because they are holding tight to the principles of holiness. They are holding tight to their relationship with Yeshua Jesus. They're holding tight to their salvation. This is the hour we ought to be making our relationship sure. There's always a time in a relationship that there's so much trouble all around that we ought to be making our relationship sure. And this relationship in particular, our relationship with God Almighty is the one, amen, that we need to be absolutely sure in this hour. Sure it up right now, saints of God. Sure it up. Those of you that don't know the Lord, it's time, amen, to make that decision, amen, to make that ultimate yes decision, to choose the Savior, to choose the one that can save you even from the things that are coming upon the earth. We see this pandemic and pestilence is in the earth right now. Rumors of wars and even wars taking place right now. Terrorism is throughout the nations. I mean, people are living in fear in this hour. And the only solution, the only Savior that is the Lord. Amen. He is here and he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto salvation. He knew these days would come and he gave us warning after warning. Amen. We see it in the written word and we hear it out of the mouth of the servants of God as the Rhema word is coming forth in this hour, giving us instructions of how to be safe. Are your ears open to hear the word of the Lord even on today? Amen. That plumb line. That line of demarcation, amen, that line, amen, that line that shows us the ways of holiness and the ways of wickedness is on the other side, and those ways will bring forth the wrath of God. Amen. And the word of God said it would be so. There's some things we won't be able to pray away because the word says that it will be so. So these things will happen. But you can be safeguarded by the Spirit of God if you would find yourself in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. He will keep you safe. It's time for us to make sure we are lined up with holiness. It's time for us to make sure we are lined up with the standard of God. It's time for us to humble ourselves under his mighty hand, even in this hour. It's time for us to repent and return to the standards of holiness, to the standards of godliness, to the standards of truth. Hear the word of the Lord on today. Hear the cry of the Spirit in this hour. The Lord is beckoning us. He's beseeching us to come back to him in this hour, to recognize that the plumb line is set, oh my God, and we must be on the side of holiness, else we will reap the wrath of the Lord. He warned us, he's warning us even now. Oh God, help us. Oh, Lord, and that's how this plumb line series came about, amen, amen, just wanting myself, amen, and everyone that I know and everyone that I have influence, and every area of influence, every area that this ministry touches, whether I've met you or not, amen, if this ministry has touched you, I want you, amen, to be saved from the things that are coming. I want you to be saved, amen, so that you don't have to reap eternal damnation, so that you don't have to reap the wrath of God. Amen. It's time for us to fall on the rock so the rock does not fall on us. My God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. We have not even prayed yet. Oh, I give glory and honor today to the Lord. Amen. He is the Lord of my life. And yes, he is processing each and every one of us that are leaning hard into him, that are chasing hard after his Spirit, that are chasing hard after holiness and righteousness and truth, even as the devil tries to oppress and tries to bombard us with evil. We press in to the Spirit of God, and we are victorious. We are victorious because he is victory. Glory
and honor to the Lord God. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you all of the glory, all of the praise, and all of the honor. Lord God, we love you, Lord God, because you first loved us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you, Lord God, are the originator of love. We wouldn't know what love was, Lord God, if it were not for your Spirit. You have taught us, Lord, the purity, the holiness of love. Lord, the world, Lord God, has twisted it, Lord God, and sent out a counterfeit, a substitute. But, Lord, we are facing hard, Lord, after your love, after your truth, after your standard in this hour. Father, meet us even in this prayer. Oh, Lord God, touch each and every soul, Lord God, that is listening, Lord, to this broadcast and that will listen to the archive. Father, move even now, Lord God. Destroy every yoke of the enemy, Lord God. Destroy, Lord God, every evil seed. I declare even in this hour that every evil seed and every root is burned up by the fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I declare freedom. Oh, God, I declare salvation and deliverance right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, open our minds and our hearts to hear your Spirit speak into our hearts. Lord God, touch every soul that listens, oh Lord God, and open their hearts to hear your voice, Lord God, in this hour, to hear you personally, Lord God, to hear the instruction that you have for their families and for their lives and for their ministries, oh God, even right now, Lord God, move, Lord, everything that is not like you, Father, forgive us our sins and our trespasses, forgive us, Lord God, for not upholding your standard, forgive us, Father, Lord, for walking in a wrong direction. Forgive us, Lord God, for covenants and alliances, Lord God, in agreement with evil. We renounce, Lord God, the principles of evil right now in the name of Jesus. We renounce every principality, every dominion, every ruler of wickedness. We renounce every symptom and every sign of evil. We renounce, Lord God, evil itself and every one of the origins of all evil. We renounce it in this hour, Lord God, that your holiness might abound in each and every one of us, Lord, that we might be uplifted by your Spirit and led and guided by you and you alone. You alone are our source. You are the standard, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and we walk, I decree we walk, we shall walk according to your standard and yours alone, for you are our God. I decree we are accepted in the beloved, and we have every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, in this hour, Lord God, we give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise, recognizing, Lord, we haven't given ourselves anything. We were born into this world with nothing except a state of sin, Lord God, but you came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Lord God, we are coming in, even in prayer, for all of our stuff, we're taking it back from the enemy in this hour, Lord God, and we're laying ourselves on the altar, Lord God, that you might purify us and cleanse us and remake us, remold us, realign us with your truth in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh my God, I give you glory, praise, and honor, oh Lord. Amen, amen, and amen, amen. We honor the Lord today. Hallelujah. Amen. We're continuing in our plumb line today. Amen. We're in plumb line 9. How do we measure up? And we're on the 7th commandment. Amen. And it comes from Exodus 20 and 14 and Deuteronomy 5 and 18. Amen. And it says, you shall not commit adultery. Amen. The Hebrew word for adultery is na'af. Na'af. And it means to commit adultery or to break covenant of wedlock. It also means, listen here, to apostatize. And that means to renounce the principles once professed or to forsake the principles of faith once held dear. Amen. And we see even in the Old Testament that there were prophets, amen, that actually called Israel an adulterer because Israel went hard after other gods rather than the true and the living God that had brought them up and out, amen, of captivity, that had given them victory over their enemies, that had subdued, amen, their enemies so that they had the land that the Lord had promised. They had to fight off people and subdue those enemies in order to get the promise of the Lord. And the Lord was victorious in this people, and still the people, amen, did evil in the sight of the Lord, and still the enemy went after other, still the people went after other lovers rather than going after hard after the God of their salvation, the God of their deliverance, the God of their source, the one who had provided all things for them. And still they went after, amen, other lovers. Oh my God. Oh my God, when we hear the word adultery, so many times we think about it as being a breaking of the covenant of wedlock, our wedlock covenant, but it's also the breaking of the covenant with God Almighty, the breaking of the covenant with the Lord. Amen. This is an adulterous generation. Amen. Like many generations before, amen, that went after everything else except for God, that went after like I said, everything else except for God. Let's look at some scripture. Amen. I want to give you a few more thoughts. Amen. As we go forward, I didn't expect to even be on a whole 30 minutes, but amen. I believe we're going to probably go over Proverbs 6:32. And this is from the ESV. It says, he who commits adultery lacks sense. He who does it destroys himself. Matthew 5:27-28, it says, you have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. 1 Corinthians 6:18 says, flee from sexual immorality. And that's all sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body. But the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Deuteronomy 22:22 says, if a man is found lying with the wife of another man, both of them shall die. The man who lay with the woman and the woman, so you shall purge the evil from Israel. Galatians 5:19, it says, now the works of the flesh are evident, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality. 1 Thessalonians 4:3-5, listen here, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality. That includes fornication, bestiality, sodomy, adultery. It includes all sexual immorality. That each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. In holiness, control your own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. We often only think of the meaning of adultery, as I said before, with regard to marriage of a man and a woman. But it is so important. It is so important that we also see examples in Scripture, especially with regard to our relationship with God. Amen. Because by definition, that word adultery, amen, means both. Amen. I gave it to you before. Go back. Amen. If you're listening to this in the middle, please go back to the beginning in the archive so that you can hear the full definition and you'll understand what we're talking about today. Amen. In Scripture, Yahweh mandated that Hosea marry a whore. Amen. And this is how Scripture says it, because the land has committed great whoredom departing from the Lord. Hosea 1:2. All right, glory to God. And Jeremiah 3:1 says, Israel played the harlot with many lovers. Adultery by definition is a covenantal breach. Covenantal breach. Glory to God. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn
Amen. Then, glory to God. And that's the optimal word that I want to use. If we would seek our face and turn, amen, from our wicked ways, glory to God. Turn from the evil in our hearts. Turn from the evil that we decided to do and change our mind. Amen. That word teshiva in the Hebrew to return. Amen. That word for repentance, return teshiva. And that word in the Greek metanoia to change our minds. It is that time. Amen. This covenant that we're talking about, this commandment, the seventh commandment that we're speaking of today is thou shalt not commit adultery. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not commit covenantal breach in your marriage to your husband, in your marriage to your wife, nor shall you commit covenantal breach in your covenant, in your marriage to the Lord. Amen. It's time for us to look at what the devil has done and return to the Lord, where there is safety, where there is provision. Glory to God. You shall not commit adultery. Amen. That is our word for today. You shall not, amen, commit covenantal breaches. It's time for us, amen, to be repairers of those breaches. Amen. The word of God calls us the repairer of the breach. Glory to God. So we must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he might, amen, renew us. Amen. That he might cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And the word of the Lord tells us that we confess our sin, that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the word. And the Lord will do exactly what he says. He's not slack concerning concerning his promises. Only men are. And the word of God will always go forth and accomplish that it intended to do. It never falls to the ground without completing, amen, the work that it set out to do. Amen. That is our God. He is faithful and he is true. Amen. Our commandment today is the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Amen. Saints of God, amen. People, amen. It's time, amen, to come to the Lord. It's time to return to his standard. It's time, amen, there's a saying, to turn over a new leaf. Amen. I know we're embarking upon the new year in the Gregorian calendar. Amen. And even before the new year comes, amen, because every day that the Lord has given you, every day that you lift up your eyes is a day to change, is another opportunity, amen, to fix it, another opportunity to get it right, another opportunity to turn. This is your opportunity. Today, now is the day. Now is the time of salvation. We don't know if we'll have another hour. We don't even know if we'll have another moment. Now is the time, amen, to make those corrections. That now is the time to metanoia, to change our mind. Now is the time to return to the Lord. Now is the time to repent. Amen. The word of God lets us know that God in sorrow brings forth. Amen. 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 I know the Spirit of the Lord is tugging at your heart even now. I take this opportunity to speak with the Lord. Amen. Take this opportunity to pour out your heart. Take this opportunity to allow the Spirit of the Lord to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, to cleanse you from those things that you got wrong, to cleanse you from your misunderstanding. Now, take this opportunity to let God be your God. Glory to God, and to receive his Spirit into yours so that he will lead you and he will guide you. And he will speak to you and give you instructions for this day and this age, instructions to keep you safe, amen, instructions, amen, how to go forward in the midst of all the evil that surrounds us, amen. He will give us peace, glory to God, for he is the Prince of Peace, amen, amen. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Amen. We will not breach our covenant with the Lord. We will not breach our covenants in our marriages. We will not, because we will submit holiness unto the Lord. Holiness to the Lord. Hallelujah. Holiness unto the Lord. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. In the mighty name of Yeshua Jesus, amen.